The Luminous 100. Luminous Spiral Dynamics by Emmanuel Santayana. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Spiral, Values, Worldviews, and the Spiral of Development. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Spiral Dynamics, Values, Worldviews, and the Spiral of Development.
Contents.
1. The Luminous Invitation, Entering Spiral Dynamics. 2. Values and Worldviews, The Bedrock of Consciousness. 3. The Spiral Unfolds, Stages, Transitions, and Developmental Paths. 4. Emergent Order. 5. Divine Play as Mechanism, Evolutionary Intelligence in Action. 6. Healing Through Apertures, Autopoiesis and the Property of Reality. 7. Chapter 7. The Luminous Invitation, Entering Spiral Dynamics. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Spiral Dance Begins. Light Pierces the Dark's Dense Core. Evolution Size.
Good.
The spiral is the shape of all growth, but only the luminous eye sees its truth, that every step forward is also a return, a play of divine intelligence. Emmanuel Santayana, citation needed. Parable, The Gardener and the Vine. Once, in a valley where the rivers carved deep into the earth, there lived a gardener named Eli. He tended to a vine that grew with remarkable speed, its tendrils spiraling upward toward the sun. The villagers would gather around the vine, marveling at its growth. One day, a traveler asked Eli, "How do you make the vine grow so swiftly?" Eli smiled and said, I do not make it grow. It grows itself as all things do. My work is to clear the path, removing the vines that choke it, pruning the branches that weigh it down. But even then, it always finds its way. The traveler pressed further. But surely you guide it with your hands? Eli shook his head. No, I only remove what blocks the light. The vine knows its path better than I do. Years passed, and the vine became a great tree, its branches spanning the valley. The villagers built their homes beneath its shade, and they said that the tree was a blessing from the earth itself. One evening, an old woman who had known Eli since childhood asked him, "Why did you spend your life tending to this one vine? What if it had not grown as you wished?" Eli looked at her with kind eyes. "The vine was not mine to wish for. It grew as it needed to, and I was only there to clear the apertures so that what wanted to emerge could do so freely." And so, the villagers learned that growth is not something one does to a thing, but something one allows, a clearing of the path, a removal of blocks, so that the natural spiral of life can continue.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. The breath of the spiral. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths. With each exhale, release a block or resistance. With each inhale, draw in clarity and openness, like the space between spirals. 2. The mirror exercise. Once a week, reflect on a challenge or pain point. Ask, "What is this teaching me? What aperture does it want me to clear?" Write down 3 things you release and 3 things you allow to emerge. 3. The dance of levels. Move between physical, emotional, and mental levels throughout your day. Notice how each level informs the others, like coils in a spiral. Luminous definition. Luminous spiral dynamics. A framework for. Okay, I need to write chapter 1 of a book titled Luminous Spiral, Values, Worldviews, and the Spiral of Development. The chapter is called The Luminous Invitation, Entering Spiral Dynamics. It's part of a larger work that teaches something called luminous spiral dynamics. First, I need to understand what luminous spiral dynamics is. From the description, it seems to be about values, worldviews, and development, possibly drawing from spiral dynamics, a model by Don Beck and Chris Cowan. But there's also a mention of evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, and real complexity science. So, this isn't just about spiral dynamics. It's a deeper, more integrated approach that aligns with complexity science. The chapter should be a standalone whole-on, a complete part that is also part of a larger whole. It needs to follow a specific structure with several movements. Let me break down each section. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. The quote should be attributed and profound, possibly from Emmanuel Santa Anna, though I'm not sure who that is. Maybe a fictional or real person, since it's mentioned in the prompt. Perhaps it's a pseudonym for someone associated with this work. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. It should carry the teaching subtly, like a fable. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Probably practical steps or techniques to engage with spiral dynamics. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. Likely the term luminous spiral dynamics or something central like developmental spiral. 5. 3 appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end to provoke thought. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, which is described as divine play, evolutionary intelligence, etc. This seems to be the core of the chapter, explaining what luminous spiral dynamics is about and its connection to deeper realities like complexity science. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or key ideas that are concise and memorable. These should encapsulate the essence of the chapter in very short statements. 8. 3 exercises. 1 accessible, 1 deepening, and 1 advanced, designed to help readers engage with the material over time. 9. Citations, real sources where possible. Mark where citations are needed later. I'll need to be careful here. I can't fabricate citations, but I can note where they're missing. Let me start drafting each section one by one.
1. Tuning for haiku quote.
Haiku. It should uplift and relate to the theme of spirals or development. Asterisk spiral dance begins. Light pierces the dark's dense core. Evolution size. Asterisk. Quote. Needs to be profound and attributed. Since Emmanuel Santa Anna is mentioned, perhaps I can use a quote in his style or voice. If I don't know of one, maybe I'll have to leave a placeholder for now. The spiral is the shape of all growth, but only the luminous eye sees its truth, that every step forward is also a return, a play of divine intelligence. Emmanuel Santa Anna. But since I'm not sure about the exact quote, perhaps I can say something like, to enter the spiral is to dance with the universe's own breath. It is not a path you walk, but one that walks through you. Adapted from possible source if known, else mark for citation. Wait, the prompt says do not fabricate citations, so I'll have to be careful. Maybe I can use a real quote that fits the theme and then note if it's attributed to Santa Anna or needs a citation. For now, perhaps. The spiral is the shape of all growth, but only the luminous eye sees its truth, that every step forward is also a return, a play of divine intelligence. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna or similar. But since the prompt mentions Emmanuel Santa Anna, perhaps this is a real person or a character in this book. I'll proceed with that. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching. I need a story that subtly teaches about spiral dynamics without asserting it directly. Maybe something about nature, growth, or human experience where the idea of spiraling emerges organically. Title, The Gardener and the Vine. Once, in a valley where the rivers carved deep into the earth, there lived a gardener named Eli. He tended to a vine that grew with remarkable speed, its tendrils spiraling upward toward the sun. The villagers would gather around the vine, marveling at its growth. One day, a traveler asked Eli, "How do you make the vine grow so swiftly?" Eli smiled and said, "I do not make it grow. It grows itself, as all things do. My work is to clear the path, removing the vines that choke it, pruning the branches that weigh it down. But even then, it always finds its way." The traveler pressed further. "But surely you guide it with your hands?" Eli shook his head. "No, I only remove what blocks the light. The vine knows its path better than I do." Years passed, and the vine became a great tree, its branches spanning the valley. The villagers built their homes beneath its shade, and they said that the tree was a blessing from the earth itself. One evening, an old woman who had known Eli since childhood asked him, "Why did you spend your life tending to this one vine? What if it had not grown as you wished?" Eli looked at her with kind eyes. "The vine was not mine to wish for. It grew as it needed to, and I was only there to clear the apertures so that what wanted to emerge could do so freely." And so, the villagers learned that growth is not something one does to a thing, but something one allows, a clearing of the path, a removal of blocks so that the natural spiral of life can continue.
3. Structure et technique. Simple, universal practice.
This section should offer practical steps or techniques that readers can apply to engage with spiral dynamics. It should be simple but profound and scalable over time. Title: Clearing Apertures, Practices for the Spiral Journey. 1. The Breath of the Spiral. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths, imagining that with each exhale, you release a block or resistance in your life. With each inhale, draw in clarity and openness, like the space between the spirals. 2. The Mirror Exercise. Once a week, reflect on a challenge or pain point in your life. Ask, "What is this teaching me? What aperture does it want me to clear?" Write down 3 things you are letting go of and 3 things you are allowing to emerge. 3. The Dance of Levels. Practice moving between different levels of awareness, e.g., physical, emotional, mental, throughout your day. Notice how each level informs the others, like the coils of a spiral supporting one another. These practices are designed to be simple but profound, building over time as you deepen your engagement with them. 4. Luminous Definition, Gold Box Definition. This should be a clear, precise definition of a key term, probably luminous spiral dynamics. Luminous spiral dynamics, a framework for understanding the evolution of values, worldviews, and systems through the lens of complexity science. It posits that development occurs in spirals, moments of integration that build upon and transcend previous states, guided by evolutionary intelligence, Lila, and supported by cleared apertures in perception and structure. 5. 3 appreciative questions. One to start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. 1. Start. What is a block or resistance you are being invited to clear in your life right now? 2. Middle. Searing, if you could see the spiral of your life from above, what would you burn away to allow the next coil to emerge? 3. And how might you align your actions today with the playfulness and intelligence of evolutionary Lila? 6. The Body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. This is the core of the chapter, explaining what luminous spiral dynamics is about, its connection to Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence, and how it relates to complexity science. Title: Lila, Divine Play and the Mechanism of Healing. At the center of this book, and indeed at the heart of all emergence, lies Lila, the divine play that moves through cleared apertures. This is not a metaphor, but a description of reality itself, where healing is not an act of the self, but a property of systems that move through openings in perception and structure. Every tradition, every worldview, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, fragments of a larger, luminous intelligence. The work, then, is not to adopt one belief or another, but to clear the apertures, those spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, where play is both sacred and subversive. This aligns with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. These are not abstract concepts, but the very mechanics of how systems evolve. Spiral dynamics, in its luminous form, is a map of these mechanisms, how values and worldviews spiral upward and sometimes downward through moments of integration and dissolution. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful intelligence that guides evolution without coercion. It is the water in which all things swim, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing happens when apertures are cleared, allowing this intelligence to flow freely. To enter the spiral is to align with this playfulness, to see that every challenge is also an invitation, every pain a signal pointing to what needs to be released. This is not about control or mastery, but about surrender. Surrender to the intelligence of the system, the dance of Lila. 7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms that capture the essence in brief, memorable statements. 1. The spiral remembers what you forget. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of cleared space. 3. Lila plays through you when you stop trying to control. 4. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is seeing your own reflection. 5. Pain is a signal, not a sentence. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size and aperture. 7. Evolution is not linear. It is a dance of cleared apertures. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. 1. Accessible, the aperture scan. Take a walk and notice 3 places where apertures, openings, exist, perhaps between buildings, in cracks in the pavement, or in natural formations. Reflect. What do these apertures invite me to see or release? 2. Deepening. The spiral journal. For a week, write daily about moments where you felt a shift or integration in your life, big or small. At the end of the week, look for patterns. How does your spiral unfold? 3. Advanced. The playful surrender experiment. Choose 1 area of your life where you feel stuck or resistant. For 3 days, practice surrendering to it, e.g., writing a letter to it as if it were a person, asking what it needs. Observe how the system responds when you stop trying to control. 9 citations. Here, I'll list potential citations or note where they're needed. Since I don't have real sources for Emmanuel Santa Anna, assuming this is a real figure, I'll mark those places. The quote attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna. Citation needed. Quote about the spiral and divine play. Mention of evolutionary intelligence and Lila. This seems tied to the book's framework, so perhaps no external citation is needed unless it's a defined term elsewhere. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. These are well documented in fields like systems theory or thermodynamics. I'll need to cite specific sources if included in detail. Self-organization, Prigogine and Stengers, 1984. Order out of chaos. Dissipative structures. Ibid. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela, 1980. Attractors, Lorenz, 1963, or other dynamical systems literature. For now, I'll leave placeholders where citations are needed. Now, let me assemble all these sections into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the title and then follow the structure. The Luminous Invitation, Entering Spiral Dynamics, Tuning Fork, Haiku. Spiral dance begins. Light pierces the dark's dense core. Evolution size.
What?
The spiral is the shape of all growth, but only the luminous eye sees its truth, that every step forward is also a return, a play of divine intelligence. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Parable, the gardener and the vine. Once, in a valley where the rivers carved deep into the earth, there lived a gardener named Eli. He tended to a vine that grew with remarkable speed, its tendrils spiraling upward toward the sun. The villagers would gather around the vine, marveling at its growth. One day, a traveler asked Eli, "How do you make the vine grow so swiftly?" Eli smiled and said, I do not make it grow. It grows itself, as all things do. My work is to clear the path, removing the vines that choke it, pruning the branches that weigh it down. But even then, it always finds its way. The traveler pressed further. But surely you guide it with your hands? Eli shook his head. No, I only remove what blocks the light. The vine knows its path better than I do. Years passed, and the vine became a great tree, its branches spanning the valley. The villagers built their homes beneath its shade, and they said that the tree was a blessing from the earth itself. One evening, an old woman who had known Eli since childhood asked him, Why did you spend your life tending to this one vine? What if it had not grown as you wished? Eli looked at her with kind eyes. The vine was not mine to wish for. It grew as it needed to, and I was only there to clear the apertures, so that what wanted to emerge could do so freely. And so, the villagers learned that growth is not something one does to a thing, but something one allows, a clearing of the path, a removal of blocks, so that the natural spiral of life can continue.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. The breath of the spiral. Begin each day by taking 3 deep breaths. With each exhale, release a block or resistance. With each inhale, draw in clarity and openness, like the space between spirals. 2. The mirror exercise. Once a week, reflect on a challenge or pain point. Ask, what is this teaching me? What aperture does it want me to clear? Write down 3 things you release and 3 things you allow to emerge. 3. The dance of levels. Move between physical, emotional, and mental levels throughout your day. Notice how each level informs the others, like coils in a spiral. Luminous definition. Luminous spiral dynamics. A framework for understanding the evolution of values, worldviews, and systems through complexity science. It posits that development occurs in spirals, moments of integration building upon previous states, guided by evolutionary intelligence, Lila, and supported by cleared apertures. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What is a block or resistance you are being invited to clear in your life right now? 2. Middle, searing if you could see the spiral of your life from above. What would you burn away to allow the next coil to emerge? 3. How might you align your actions today with the playfulness and intelligence of evolutionary Lila? The body, Lila, divine play, and healing. At the center of this book, and indeed at the heart of all emergence, lies Lila, the divine play that moves through cleared apertures. This is not a metaphor, but a description of reality itself, where healing is not an act of the self, but a property of systems that move through openings in perception and structure. Every tradition, every worldview, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, fragments of a larger, luminous intelligence. The work, then, is not to adopt one belief or another, but to clear the apertures, those spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size, where play is both sacred and subversive. This aligns with real complexity science, self-organization, Prigogine and Stenger's 1984, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela, 1980, and attractors, Lorenz, 1963. These are not abstract concepts, but the very mechanics of how systems evolve. Spiral dynamics, in its luminous form, is a map of these mechanisms, how values and worldviews spiral upward and sometimes downward through moments of integration and dissolution. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful intelligence that guides evolution without coercion. It is the water in which all things swim, the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing happens when apertures are cleared, allowing this intelligence to flow freely. To enter the spiral is to align with this playfulness, to see that every challenge is also an invitation, every pain a signal pointing to what needs to be released. This is not about control or mastery, but about surrender. Surrender to the intelligence of the system, the dance of Lila. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The spiral remembers what you forget. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of cleared space. 3. Lila plays through you when you stop trying to control. 4. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is seeing your own reflection. 5. Pain is a signal, not a sentence. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size and aperture. 7. Evolution is not linear. It is a dance of cleared apertures.
3 exercises.
1. Accessible, the aperture scan. Take a walk and notice 3 apertures, openings around you. Reflect. What do these invite me to see or release? 2. Deepening, the spiral journal. For a week, Journal about moments of shift or integration in your life. Look for patterns. How does your spiral unfold? 3. Advanced, the playful surrender experiment. Choose an area where you feel stuck and practice surrendering to it, e.g., write a letter asking what it needs. Observe how the system responds when you stop controlling. Citations. Emmanuel Santa Anna quote. Citation needed. Self-organization. Prigozhin, I, and Stengos, I, 1984. Order out of chaos. Manhattan, New York. Bantam Books.
Autopoésie, Maturana, H.R., et Varola, F.J., 1980.
Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living. Dordrecht, Rydell.
Attractors, Lawrence, E.N., 1963.
Deterministic Non-Periodic Flow. Journal of Atmospheric Sciences, 22, 130-141. This chapter is designed to be both a complete experience and part of a larger spiral. It invites the reader into luminous spiral dynamics by first grounding them in imagery, the haiku, parable, then offering practical tools, structure, and technique, defining key terms, provoking reflection, appreciative questions, teaching the core concept, Lila, distilling wisdom, 7-second sentences, and finally guiding action, exercises. The citations are noted where needed, with placeholders for any required additions. Values and worldviews. The bedrock of consciousness.
Tuning fork. Haiku.
Roots dig deep. Wings. Reach for the boundless sky. Values anchor play.
Good.
We are shaped by our worldviews as clay is shaped by the potter's wheel. Adapted from citation needed. Source for this idea. Parable. The river and the stones. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. At first, it rushed over smooth stones, laughing as it danced from rock to rock. It believed itself swift and free, unbound by anything. But as time passed, the river encountered harder terrain, jagged rocks and narrow gorges. Some of its waters pooled in still pools, reflecting the sky. Others tumbled over waterfalls, roaring with newfound power. The river learned that its path was not fixed, but shaped by the landscape it met. One day, an old tortoise asked the river, "Why do you change your course so often? Some say you are restless, others wise." The river replied, "I am neither. I flow because I must. The stones shape me, yet I always find my way to the sea." The tortoise pondered this and said, "Then tell me, river, do the stones change you, or do you show them your true self?" The river fell silent, for it realized that its journey was both given and chosen, shaped by the world, yet always its own.
Structure et technique.
Simple practices that scale over time. 1. Anchoring in values. Daily, reflect on one core value, e.g., courage, compassion. Ask, "How does this show up in my life today?" This grounds you in your bedrock as your worldviews shift. 2. Mapping worldviews. Once a week, sketch or journal about how your perception of reality has changed. Note triggers, e.g., crises, learnings. Over time, you'll see patterns in how your lens evolves. 3. Playful integration. Experiment with complexity science concepts, e.g., attractors, through art, movement, or writing. Example, draw a landscape of attraction. What pulls you? What repels? Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Worldview. The dynamic lens through which consciousness perceives and organizes reality. Shaped by values, yet ever-evolving in play, like a river navigating stones. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one value that has anchored you through life's changes? 2. Middle searing. How would your worldview shift if you no longer saw yourself as separate from the river of reality? 3. End. Where in your life can you invite more play into your values and worldviews today? The body, values, worldviews, and Lila. Consciousness arises at the intersection of values, the bedrock, and worldviews, the shifting lens. Together, they form the foundation upon which we experience reality. Yet beneath this duality lies Lila, the divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the bedrock, values. Values are not abstract ideals. They are the gravitational pull of your essence. They answer questions like, what matters to you? How do you want to be remembered? They are the attractors in complexity science, points that draw your system toward coherence, even amid chaos. Without values, worldviews drift like leaves on the wind. With them, they become intentional paths. The lens, worldviews. Worldviews are the ever-changing maps we create to navigate reality. They include beliefs about self and others, cultural narratives, e.g., I am a victim versus I am a creator, metaphysical frameworks, e.g., materialism, spirituality. Like the river in our parable, worldviews adapt to terrain. But adaptation isn't random. It's guided by values. A worldview that conflicts with your core values feels like swimming upstream. One aligned with them flows effortlessly. Lila, the play beneath. Here's where most teachings miss the mark. Evolution isn't just about struggle or attraction, as in law of attraction thinking. It's a playful dance between order and chaos. Values provide structure. Worldviews offer perspective, but the real magic happens in the space between, where Lila operates. Lila is the humor in synchronicities, the way systems self-organize without a designer. Healing as an emergent property, not an act of will. This aligns with complexity science. Self-organization systems, including minds, evolve patterns without central control. Dissipative structures. Energy flows create order, e.g., crystals, cultures. Attractors, stable states that pull systems toward coherence. The spiral unfolds, stages, transitions, and developmental paths. Tuning fork, haiku. Spiral dance unfolds. Light catches in each rising turn. Lila laughs within.
Good.
A system is not a machine. It is an unfolding, a becoming. To grasp its essence is to surrender to the spiral's pull. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable, the gardener's spiral. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived an old gardener named Kale. He tended to his garden with quiet devotion, watching as vines spiraled upward, seeking the sun without ever asking for it. One day, a traveler asked him, "How do you know when a vine is ready to climb higher?" Kale smiled and said, "When it no longer fears the height." The traveler stayed, learning that growth was not about reaching but about spiraling, always spiraling. Structure and technique. The spiral's rhythm. Daily noticing. Spend 1 minute each morning noting where you see a spiral in your life, nature, thoughts, or emotions. This simple act trains your eye to recognize the pattern of unfolding everywhere. Reflective unfolding. Once a week, reflect on how your understanding has deepened since the last reflection. Write it down without judgment, letting insights emerge naturally. Over time, this practice will reveal the spiral's rhythm in your own development. Playful experimentation. Try small experiments that challenge your usual way of seeing, e.g., walking backward for a block to notice new perspectives. These practices scale from daily micro-moments to lifelong transformations, inviting you to play with the boundaries of your being. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila. Lila, the joyous, intelligent movement of reality itself, where structure and chaos dance in emergent patterns. It is the spontaneous unfolding of systems, the laughter of complexity as it organizes itself into new forms. To align with Lila is to surrender to the spiral's pull, trusting that development is not a path, but a becoming. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start opening. What small spiral do I notice in my life today, perhaps hidden in plain sight? 2. Middle searing. Where am I clinging to form when Lila calls me to play with the becoming of things? 3. And integrative. How might I surrender more fully to the spirals unfolding in this moment? The body. The spiral unfolds. Development is not a ladder but a spiral, a dance between order and chaos where every stage is a clearing of apertures through which Lila flows. This spiral is not linear. It is fractal, repeating patterns at deeper levels with each turn. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is far more. It is the self-organizing intelligence of reality itself. Healing, then, is not an act of will or even of consciousness. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures in our being, like light through a prism. When we resist the spiral's pull, when we cling to old forms or fear the next turn, we block the flow. But when we align with Lila, we find that the cosmic and the ridiculous are one. Development is play, and play is the serious work of becoming. This play is not frivolous. It is rigorous. It is the dance of autopoiesis, the way systems create themselves through interaction with their environment, manifesting as dissipative structures that dissolve and reform in ever deeper complexity, citation needed. Autopoiesis and dissipative structures. Attractors pull us toward certain ways of being, but these are not fixed destinations. They are dynamic, shifting as we do, inviting us to spiral deeper into reality's intelligence. Every tradition, every worldview, is a mirror reflecting what we already are at this stage of our unfolding, citation needed, traditions as mirrors. The work is not to adopt new beliefs, but to clear the apertures within ourselves, those places where light can pass through and the spiral can turn. From the place before form, Lila is visible. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size because they are both expressions of play, of the intelligence that organizes itself without a designer. To walk this path is to learn humility, not as self-abnegation, but as surrender to a larger movement, one that carries us even when we resist. Pain is not an obstacle to be overcome, but a signal, like a kink in the spiral, inviting us to adjust our stance and spiral onward. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The spiral does not climb. It unfolds. 2. Healing is light passing through cleared apertures. 3. Lila laughs when you try to control the play. 4. Every tradition is a mirror of your current aperture. 5. Pain is the kink that calls you to adjust your turn. 6. Development is autopoiesis in motion, systems creating themselves as they spiral. 7. Surrender to the attractor, and it will carry you deeper. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Noticing the spiral. Spend 1 minute each day noticing spirals in your environment, e.g., shells, weather patterns, thoughts. Reflect briefly on how this small act of attention shifts your perspective. 2. Deepening. Reflective unfolding journal. Once a week, write for 10 minutes about how your understanding has deepened since the last reflection. Avoid judgment. Let insights emerge naturally. 3. Advanced, playful experimentation with apertures. Choose an area of life where you feel stuck, e.g., a habit, belief, or emotional pattern. Design a small experiment to clear this aperture, e.g., writing a letter to your younger self or engaging in a creative act that disrupts usual patterns. Observe how the space opens and what flows through. Citations. Citation needed. Claim about healing as a property of reality. Citation needed. Reference to autopoiesis and dissipative structures in developmental theory. Citation needed. Support for the idea that every tradition is a mirror. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of the spirals unfolding while fitting into the larger framework of luminous spiral dynamics. It blends poetic invitation with rigorous structure, inviting readers to engage with complexity science and divine play, Lila, in a way that is both intellectually stimulating and deeply transformative. The exercises and questions provide practical pathways for deepening one's alignment with the spiral's movement, while the definitions and aphorisms offer anchors for reflection. emergent order, tuning fork, haiku, particles dance, galaxies form without a hand, order emerges.
Good.
The universe is not only stranger than we suppose, but stranger than we can suppose. J.B.S. Haldane, citation needed. Verify attribution if possible. Parable: The Garden Without a Gardener. In a small village nestled between rolling hills, there was a garden that no one tended. It was not neglected, nor was it wild by choice. It simply grew as it pleased. One day, a traveler named Eli passed through the village and noticed the garden. It was lush with plants of all kinds, some tall and slender, others low and sprawling. Flowers bloomed in clusters, their colors shifting with the light. There were no neat rows or defined paths. Yet, there was order. The garden felt alive, as if it were breathing. Eli asked the villagers why they did not tend to the garden. They replied, "We do not need to. It grows as it should." Eli was puzzled. But who arranges it? Who decides which plants grow where? An old woman, known for her wisdom, smiled and said, "No one does. The garden is itself. It knows what it wants to be." Eli stayed a while longer and observed. He saw how the vines climbed without being taught, how the flowers turned toward the sun not by command, but by their own nature. He realized that order was not something imposed from above, but something that emerged naturally, like ripples on water. When Eli left, he carried with him the quiet understanding that some things do not need to be controlled, they only need to be allowed to be. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Emergent order is not abstract. It can be experienced and nurtured through simple, universal practices. 1. Observing patterns. Spend 5 minutes daily observing natural patterns, cloud formations, the way water flows, or the growth of a plant. Notice how complexity gives rise to coherence without a single plan. 2. Journaling emergence. Write about moments when order emerges unexpectedly in your life, e.g., ideas forming, relationships evolving. Reflect on how these moments feel when you resist them versus when you surrender to them. 3. Play as practice. Engage in play, whether it's dancing, drawing, or solving puzzles, for 10 minutes a day. Play is the language of Lila, the divine play that underlies emergence. These practices are scalable. They can be done alone or in groups, for minutes or hours, and deepen over time without losing their simplicity. Lummius definition. Luminous definition. Emergent order. Emergent order, the spontaneous organization of complexity into coherent structures, patterns, or systems that arise from the interactions of simpler elements without central direction. It is the visible expression of self-organizing systems, where beauty and functionality emerge naturally, like ripples on water. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small patterns in your life are emerging right now? Where do you see order forming without your explicit control? 2. Middle searing. Are you resisting or surrendering to the order that wants to emerge through you? What fears or expectations are you imposing on what could be? 3. End. How can you become a clearing for more emergent order in the world? What apertures in your life need to be cleared to let Lila flow? The body. Centered on Lila. Emergent order is not just about systems. It is about Lila, the divine play that underlies all reality. It is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond randomness and control. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though it is far deeper. It is the intelligence of evolution itself. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When we align with emergent order, we become channels for this healing. Every tradition, from science to mysticism, is a mirror of what we already are, fractals of the same complexity, the cosmic and the ridiculous. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is why Lila can be told as play, because it is play. It is the dance of particles forming galaxies, the way a child's laughter organizes chaos into joy. Aligning with complexity science. To understand emergent order, we must align with real complexity science. Self-organization, systems that organize themselves without external control, e.g., flocks of birds, ant colonies. Dissipative structures, systems that maintain order by dissipating energy, e.g., hurricanes, living cells. Autopoiesis, systems that self-create and self-sustain, e.g., organisms, economies. Attractors, points in a system where behavior stabilizes, e.g., the way conversations naturally move toward certain topics. These are not just abstract concepts. They are the mechanics of Lila. When we clear apertures in our lives, our fears, resistances, and rigid structures, we allow this intelligence to flow through us. The work is clearing apertures. The work is not about becoming something new. It is about clearing what is already there. Like a lens that focuses light or a window that lets in the sun, we become clearer, more permeable to the emergent order around us. This is not a passive process. It requires rigor and humility. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergent order is the universe's way of organizing itself through you. 2. Lila is the dance that happens when resistance dissolves. 3. Healing is not an act, it is a property, like gravity or light. 4. Play is the language of emergent systems. Learn it well. 5. Clearing apertures is not about control, it is about surrender. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely, you are already reflected there. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from before form. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Observing emergent patterns. Time. 5 minutes. Practice. Sit quietly and observe something in nature. A tree, water, clouds. Notice how complexity gives rise to order without a single plan. Reflect. Where do I see this in my own life? 2. Deepening. Journaling personal emergence. Time. 15 to 30 minutes. Practice. Write about a time when something emerged in your life unexpectedly, an idea, relationship, insight. Describe how it felt to resist or surrender to that emergence. Ask, what aperture needed to be cleared for this to happen? 3. Advanced, ritual of alignment with larger systems. Time, 30 to 60 minutes, group or solitary. Practice, gather in a circle or alone, imagining a larger system around you. Each person shares a pattern they observe in nature or society that feels like emergent order. Together or individually, visualize clearing an aperture, something that blocks the flow of Lila in your life or the world. End with silence or a shared act of play, e.g., dancing, drumming. Citations. 1. Haldane quote. Citation needed. Verify attribution and source. 2. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. See works by Stuart Kaufman, Ilya Prigozhin, Umberto Maturana, and Francisco Varela. 3. Lila as divine play, inspired by Adi Da's teachings on the Lila of the universe. Citation needed. Add specific reference to Adi Da or related texts. 4. Spiral dynamics. Ken Wilber's work on integral theory and spiral development. Citation needed. Cite Wilber if used. 5. Attractors and systems theory. See works by Pierre Elliott Trudeau, though likely not the correct attribution. This term is more associated with mathematical or complexity science. Citation needed. Correct attribution needed. This chapter stands as a complete holon, offering both depth and scalability. It invites the reader into emergent order through haiku, parable, practice, definition, questioning, teaching, aphorisms, exercises, and citations, all centered on Lila as divine play and evolutionary intelligence. It balances rigor with warmth, strong claims with humility, as requested. Would you like any refinements or additions to this structure? For example, divine play as mechanism. Evolutionary intelligence in action. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter solstice. The first light laughs in the frost, unfolding without haste.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Buckminster Fuller, citation needed. Verify accuracy. Parable, The Gardener and the Unseen Hand. In a small village nestled between rolling hills, there lived a gardener named Elias. He tended to his garden with care, but unlike others, he did not force the plants to grow or scold them when they wilted. Instead, he observed the soil, the weather, and the subtle shifts in light, adjusting his approach not by command, but by attunement. One spring, Elias noticed that a particular patch of earth produced vibrant flowers year after year, while neighboring patches remained barren despite his efforts. He did not see this as a problem to solve, but as an invitation to understand deeper rhythms. He began to converse with the land, asking questions without expecting answers, listening for whispers in the wind. Over time, he realized that the flourishing patch was not just soil, it was a living system, a dance of microorganisms and nutrients, a self-organizing network that thrived on its own terms. Elias called this place the play of the earth. He learned to garden not by imposing his will, but by aligning with the invisible intelligence that already flowed through the soil. One day, a traveler passed through the village and asked Elias why his garden was so lush while others struggled. Elias replied, "I do not make the flowers grow. They grow me. I am only here to tend to the apertures, the spaces where light and earth can meet." The traveler pondered this for a long time. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures over time. Evolutionary intelligence operates through cleared apertures, spaces within us that allow reality to flow more freely. These are not fixed states, but dynamic openings that shift with our attention and alignment. Here are three universal practices that scale over time, moving from accessible to profound. 1. Mindful observation, accessible. Spend 5 minutes daily observing moments of synchronicity or playfulness in your life. Notice how these moments arise without effort, as if the world is responding to an inner rhythm. 2. Reflective journaling, deepening. Once a week, reflect on a situation where you felt aligned with evolutionary intelligence, e.g., a creative breakthrough, a moment of flow. Write about what cleared aperture made it possible and what might still be blocking you. 3. Guided meditation, aligning with dissipative structures, advanced. Practice a 20-minute meditation where you imagine yourself as a dissipative structure, open, porous, and responsive to energy flows. Visualize clearing apertures within your being, allowing reality to move through you with ease. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the divine play underlying reality, where evolutionary intelligence emerges as a dance of self-organizing systems. It is the fun within complexity, the mechanism behind what appears to be magic or attraction. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life have you experienced this sense of playful, evolutionary intelligence? How did it feel, and what was its effect on you? 2. Middle. What fears or beliefs are you holding that block you from fully engaging with Lila, the divine play of reality? What would it take to clear those apertures? 3. How might you align your actions more deeply with the self-organizing rhythms of evolutionary intelligence in the coming week? What small step can you take today? The body, divine play as the mechanism of evolutionary intelligence. Lila is not a metaphor. It is the actual mechanism by which evolutionary intelligence operates. This intelligence is the third factor in emergent systems, beyond mere attractors and repellers. It is the playful, self-organizing dance that gives rise to complexity. Traditionally, people speak of the law of attraction as if it were a force we could wield. But Lila reveals a deeper truth. Healing, creativity, and evolution are not acts of the self, but properties of reality moving through cleared apertures in our being. Every tradition, from quantum physics to shamanism, mirrors this inherent nature, whether it speaks of God, the Tao, or emergent complexity. The work is not about forcing outcomes, but clearing apertures, the spaces where cosmic and ridiculous become one size. This is the place before form, where play is sacred because it is how reality organizes itself. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors are not abstract theories, but the living architecture of Lila. This alignment requires humility. We cannot command evolutionary intelligence. We can only tend to the apertures within us, allowing it to flow like water finding its level. Pain is not an obstacle to be overcome, but a signal, an invitation to clear deeper, to let reality move through us with less resistance. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the fun within complexity. 2. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. 4. The work is clearing apertures, not forcing outcomes. 5. Before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are one size. 6. Evolutionary intelligence dances at the edge of chaos. 7. Align with real complexity, self-organized like reality does. 3 exercises.
Un accessible, noticing playful moments.
Practice. For 1 week, jot down 3 moments daily where you felt a sense of playfulness or synchronicity, e.g., a clever solution, a funny encounter. Reflection. Notice how these moments arise without effort. What cleared aperture made them possible? 2. Deepening. Journaling on alignment. Practice. Once a week, write about healing through apertures, autopoiesis and the property of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Light spills through, mending wings. Cosmic dance begins.
Good.
Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Carl Jung. Parable. The river's path. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley, carrying with it the stories of those who lived along its banks. One day, a massive boulder blocked its path, diverting the water and causing chaos downstream. The river did not resist or fight against the boulder. Instead, it flowed around it, finding new paths and apertures in the landscape. Over time, the river's flow became smoother and life flourished once again along its banks, adapted to the new shape of the land. The villagers watched as the river adjusted, and they wondered if they too could learn from its wisdom. They noticed that when they resisted the boulder, trying to move it or force a path, the water grew turbulent. But when they allowed the river to find its own way, healing happened effortlessly, as if the land itself had always known how to flow. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Healing through apertures is not about grand gestures, but about small, consistent practices that clear space for reality to move through us. These techniques are universal, accessible, and deepen with practice. 1. Breath of apertures. Sit comfortably and imagine an aperture in your body, a place where light or energy can flow freely, perhaps at your wrists, palms, or chest. Inhale deeply through this imagined aperture, feeling it expand like a flower blooming. Exhale slowly, sensing the aperture closing gently. Do this for 5 minutes daily, noticing any resistances or releases that arise. 2. Journaling cleared paths. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an aperture open in your life, a sudden insight, a physical relief, or an emotional breakthrough. Reflect on what cleared the space for this aperture. Was it a conversation? A moment of rest? A letting go? Over time, you may notice patterns in how apertures emerge and what blocks them. 3. Playful movement. Engage in movement, dancing, walking, or yoga, not as exercise but as play. Move as if your body is part of a larger dance, noticing how it sways, turns, and responds to the environment. Observe any resistances, e.g., stiffness, hesitation, or flows, e.g., ease, spontaneity. Reflect on how this mirrors self-organization in your life. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture, A cleared space or opening in reality, whether physical, emotional, or conceptual, through which healing and transformation flow effortlessly. It is not an act of will, but a property of reality that emerges when blockages dissolve. Three appreciative questions. One, start. Where in your life have you experienced an aperture opening unexpectedly? Two, middle. Searing what fears or beliefs are you clinging to that might be blocking an aperture in your reality? Three, and how can you invite more playfulness and openness into your daily life, as if the universe is already conspiring to heal you? The body, healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something we do. It is something that happens through us when we align with the natural apertures in reality. This chapter explores how autopoiesis, the process by which systems self-create and maintain themselves, mirrors healing on personal, social, and cosmic levels. Lila, divine play as the mechanism. Lila, often translated as divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Unlike the popular notion of manifesting desires through willpower, Lila invites us to play with reality, to align with its natural flows rather than force outcomes. Healing, then, is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It is not an act of the self, but a response to openness. When we resist or cling, we block these apertures. When we let go and play, healing emerges effortlessly, as if reality itself is conspiring to mend us. Autopoiesis and dissipative structures. Autopoiesis, a concept from systems theory, describes how living systems self-create and maintain themselves through their interactions with the environment. Similarly, dissipative structures, described by Ilya Prigozhin, show how order emerges from chaos when energy flows freely through a system. In human systems, this plays out in relationships, organizations, and even personal growth. When we align with autopoietic principles, trusting our own self-organization rather than imposing structure, we experience healing as a natural byproduct of being open to flow. The role of apertures. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, but it is the aperture, the cleared space, that allows us to see its truth. Clearing apertures means removing the mental, emotional, or physical blockages that prevent reality from flowing through us. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is where Lila can be told as play. Caution, the ego's misstep. It is easy to fall into the trap of using healing or manifestation as a tool for ego gratification, wishing for outcomes rather than aligning with reality. But true healing happens when we stop trying to control and start playing with life, allowing apertures to form naturally. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is not an action. It is a property of cleared apertures. 2. Play with life, and reality will respond in kind. 3. Autopoiesis, the dance where the dancer and the dance are one. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet in the aperture of play. 5. Heal by aligning, not by willing. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear your aperture to see its truth. 7. Lila whispers through the spaces you leave open. 3. Excerpt. Okay, I'm about to write a complete chapter for a book titled Luminous Spiral, Values, Worldviews, and the Spiral of Development. The chapter is called Healing Through Apertures, Autopoiesis and the Property of Reality. This chapter is part of a larger work that teaches luminous spiral dynamics, which deals with values, worldviews, and development. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements for this chapter. It should be a complete holon, meaning it stands alone but also fits within the broader book. The movements are clearly outlined, so I'll follow them step by step.
Satu, tuning for haiku kuote.
I need an original haiku that is life-uplifting and a profound attributed quote to set the tone for this chapter. Haiku idea. Perhaps something about healing or apertures in nature. Let me think. Cleared aperture. Light spills through mending wings. Cosmic dance begins. That seems fitting. Now for the quote. It should be profound and related to healing or reality's properties. Maybe something from a spiritual leader or a scientist. Quote idea. Perhaps a line from Carl Jung or an indigenous proverb. Let me recall. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Carl Jung. That feels profound and relevant. 2. Parable. A story without assertion. I need a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate healing through apertures or autopoiesis in a subtle way. Story idea. Maybe about a river that flows around obstacles, but finds its path. Or perhaps about a bird that heals itself by flying through the light. Let me think of the river analogy. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley, carrying with it the stories of those who lived along its banks. One day, a massive boulder blocked its path, diverting the water and causing chaos downstream. The river did not resist or fight against the boulder. Instead, it flowed around it, finding new paths and apertures in the landscape. Over time, the river's flow became smoother and life flourished once again along its banks, adapted to the new shape of the land. That seems to carry the metaphor without asserting the teaching directly.
3. Structure et technique, simple universal practice.
I need simple practices that scale over time. These should be universal and accessible, but deepen with practice. Practice ideas. Breathing through apertures. A simple breathing exercise where one focuses on inhaling and exhaling through imagined apertures in the body. Journaling apertures. Writing about moments when one felt a sense of opening or clarity, no matter how small. Movement as play. Engaging in physical movement, like dancing or walking, with a playful attitude, observing how the body responds. Let me phrase these more formally. 1. Breath of apertures. Sit comfortably and imagine apertures in your body, perhaps at your wrists, palms, or chest. Inhale deeply through these imagined apertures, feeling them open and close like petals. Exhale with intention, releasing any blockages. 2. Journaling cleared paths. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an aperture open in your life, whether it was a sudden insight, a physical relief, or an emotional breakthrough. Reflect on what cleared the space for this aperture. 3. Playful movement. Engage in movement, dancing, walking, yoga, with a playful spirit. Notice how your body moves through space, as if it is part of a larger dance. Observe any resistances or flows that arise. 4. Luminous definition, gold box definition. I need to define luminous definition in a gold box format for the term related to this chapter. Definition idea. Perhaps aperture is the key term here. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or opening in reality, whether physical, emotional, or conceptual, through which healing and transformation flow effortlessly. It is not an act of will, but a property of reality that emerges when blockages dissolve. 5. 3 appreciative questions. These should guide reflection, with one searing question in the middle. Question ideas. 1. Start. Where in your life have you experienced an aperture opening unexpectedly? 2. Middle. Searing what fears or beliefs are you clinging to that might be blocking an aperture in your reality? 3. And how can you invite more playfulness and openness into your daily life, as if the universe is already conspiring to heal you? 6. The body, the actual teaching. This should center on Lila, divine play, and healing as a property of reality. Teaching idea. Healing is not something we do. It is something that happens through us when we align with the natural apertures in reality. Autopoiesis, the process by which systems self-create, mirrors this. Just as a cell maintains itself, so too does our being heal when we stop resisting and start playing with life. The law of attraction is often misunderstood. It is not about manifesting desires, but about aligning with the natural flows of reality, where healing emerges effortlessly. Structure. Introduction to Lila as divine play. Healing as a property of reality, not an act of the self. Autopoiesis and dissipative structures in nature and human systems. The role of apertures cleared spaces in this process. Caution against ego-driven manifestation. Instead, invite playfulness and alignment. 7 7-7 second sentences. These are aphorisms or atoms that travel, short, powerful statements. Aphorism ideas. 1. Healing is not an action. It is a property of cleared apertures. 2. Play with life, and reality will respond in kind. 3. Autopoiesis. The dance where the dancer and the dance are one. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet in the aperture of play. 5. Heal by aligning, not by willing. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear your aperture to see its truth. 7. Lila whispers through the spaces you leave open. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. 1. Accessible. Breathing with apertures. Sit quietly and place your hands on your belly. Imagine an aperture at your navel, like a small window opening into light. Inhale deeply through this aperture, feeling it expand. Exhale, feeling it close gently. Do this for 5 minutes daily. 2. Deepening. Journaling the unseen paths. Once a week, write about a time when something unexpected opened in your life. A new perspective, a relief from suffering, or a creative insight. Reflect on what cleared the way for this aperture, e.g., a conversation, a letting go, a moment of rest. Notice patterns in how apertures emerge in your life. 3. Advanced, the playful autopoiesis walk. Go for a walk without a destination. Move as if you are part of a larger dance, noticing how your body sways, turns, and responds to the environment. Pause occasionally to observe where your path naturally bends or opens, like a river finding its way around obstacles. Reflect on how this mirrors self-organization in your life. Practice this weekly, deepening awareness of play as a form of healing. 9. Citations. I need real sources for claims, especially about autopoiesis, dissipative structures, and attractors. I'll mark citation needed, claim, where I'm unsure or need to verify later. Potential citations. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela's work on autopoietic systems. Dissipative structures, Prigogine and his theories on order through chaos. Law of attraction critique, perhaps something from quantum physics or systems theory critiques of manifestation culture. Lila as divine play, maybe from Advaita Vedanta or other non-dual traditions. Let me draft the chapter now, following the structure. Healing through apertures. Autopoiesis and the property of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Light spills through. Mending wings. Cosmic dance begins.
Gut.
Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Carl Jung. Parable. The river's path. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley, carrying with it the stories of those who lived along its banks. One day, a massive boulder blocked its path, diverting the water and causing chaos downstream. The river did not resist or fight against the boulder. Instead, it flowed around it, finding new paths and apertures in the landscape. Over time, the river's flow became smoother and life flourished once again along its banks, adapted to the new shape of the land. The villagers watched as the river adjusted, and they wondered if they too could learn from its wisdom. They noticed that when they resisted the boulder, trying to move it or force a path, the water grew turbulent. But when they allowed the river to find its own way, healing happened effortlessly, as if the land itself had always known how to flow. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Healing through apertures is not about grand gestures, but about small, consistent practices that clear space for reality to move through us. These techniques are universal, accessible, and deepen with practice. 1. Breath of apertures. Sit comfortably and imagine an aperture in your body, a place where light or energy can flow freely, perhaps at your wrists, palms, or chest. Inhale deeply through this imagined aperture, feeling it expand like a flower blooming. Exhale slowly, sensing the aperture closing gently. Do this for 5 minutes daily, noticing any resistances or releases that arise. 2. Journaling cleared paths. Once a week, write about moments when you felt an aperture open in your life, a sudden insight, a physical relief, or an emotional breakthrough. Reflect on what cleared the space for this aperture. Was it a conversation? A moment of rest? A letting go? Over time, you may notice patterns in how apertures emerge and what blocks them. 3. Playful movement. Engage in movement, dancing, walking, or yoga, not as exercise, but as play. Move as if your body is part of a larger dance, noticing how it sways, turns, and responds to the environment. Observe any resistances, e.g., stiffness, hesitation, or flows, e.g., ease, spontaneity. Reflect on how this mirrors self-organization in your life. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or opening in reality, whether physical, emotional, or conceptual, through which healing and transformation flow effortlessly. It is not an act of will, but a property of reality that emerges when blockages dissolve. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you experienced an aperture opening unexpectedly? 2. Middle. Searing what fears or beliefs are you clinging to that might be blocking an aperture in your reality? 3. And how can you invite more playfulness and openness into your daily life, as if the universe is already conspiring to heal you? The body, healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something we do. It is something that happens through us when we align with the natural apertures in reality. This chapter explores how autopoiesis, the process by which systems self-create and maintain themselves, mirrors healing on personal, social, and cosmic levels. Lila, divine play as the mechanism. Lila, often translated as divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Unlike the popular notion of manifesting desires through willpower, Lila invites us to play with reality, to align with its natural flows rather than force outcomes. Healing, then, is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It is not an act of the self, but a response to openness. When we resist or cling, we block these apertures. When we let go and play, healing emerges effortlessly, as if reality itself is conspiring to mend us. Autopoiesis and dissipative structures. Autopoiesis, a concept from systems theory, describes how living systems self-create and maintain themselves through their interactions with the environment. Similarly, dissipative structures, described by Ilya Prigogine, show how order emerges from chaos when energy flows freely through a system. In human systems, this plays out in relationships, organizations, and even personal growth. When we align with autopoietic principles, trusting our own self-organization rather than imposing structure, we experience healing as a natural byproduct of being open to flow. The role of apertures. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, but it is the aperture, the cleared space, that allows us to see its truth. Clearing apertures means removing the mental, emotional, or physical blockages that prevent reality from flowing through us. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. This is where Lila can be told as play. Caution, the ego's misstep. It is easy to fall into the trap of using healing or manifestation as a tool for ego gratification, wishing for outcomes rather than aligning with reality. But true healing happens when we stop trying to control and start playing with life, allowing apertures to form naturally. 7 7-second sentences. 1.